My name's Danny Murphy, and my favourite FA Cup final moment was in 2001 when the final whistle went, because that was when I fulfilled my childhood dream of winning the FA Cup. We didn't deserve it on the day. Michael Owen got us out of trouble, but it was amazing to win it in front of the Liverpool fans and sing You'll Never Walk Alone with an FA Cup winner's medal round my neck. Special day, and one that'll live with me forever.
Hi, this is Mickey Gray. My favourite FA Cup moment has to be 1973, a year that I actually wasn't born, but I've been brought up with the memories of Sunderland winning the FA Cup that year against Leeds United, the mighty Leeds United. Ian Porterfield's goal, Bobby Kerr running onto the field and jumping and giving the biggest hug to Jimmy Montgomery after those wonderful saves. It was just a special occasion and one that I've been brought up with and never, ever will forget.
A deep one again. Watson is right in there. So too is Hallam. And Porterfield! Oh, Porterfield has scored! And Sunderland, the underdogs, are in the lead.
Hi everyone, I'm Ray Parler. I was very lucky to play in five FA Cup finals. The first one in 93, the last one in 2003. But my favourite moment has got to be the 2002 Cup Final against Chelsea. Score a goal, and what a moment. A real thrill for me. Couldn't believe it as I run to the crowd right at the Arsenal end. So that was my proudest moment and a real pleasure to play in the FA Cup.
It's good work by Wiltord. And Ray Parler takes it off. It's a vintage FA Cup goal for Arsenal.
Hi, I'm Bobby Gould, and I actually won the FA Cup in 1988. Yes, I did.
The crazy gang have beaten the culture club. Wimbledon have destroyed Liverpool's dreams of the double.
The favourite moment of my day was at the end of the game. We'd won 1-0, and the base of the FA Cup was given to me. Not the FA Cup itself, but the base. I walked over to the gantry where all the reporters and television superstars were there, and my best mate was Bob Wilson. And I looked it up him and I pointed to the base of the FA Cup, and I knew that Wimbledon was going to be put on the bottom of the base, 1988, and it would never, ever, ever be taken away.